back. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Bill, you and I were talking about swimming. Our moms never learned how to swim.
Nope.
And one of the guests in our studio was not really into swimming as well. Mrs. Connie Payton in the studio with us. Hi, Connie.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So nice to finally meet you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've been a fan of you and your family's forever, so thank you for being here.
You know what? You're so sweet because you made me feel like a rock star when I walked in.
Really?
Oh, you are a rock star.
Thank you.
And you have brought Mindy York with you, and we're going to talk about this new aquatic center. Tell us about it. I don't have the name of it. A Baby Otter
Baby
Swim
Otter,
School?
Baby Otter Payton Family Swim School. Yep.
All right. You got to talk right into that microphone, Mindy. Now, Connie, you were saying you never really took lessons either. What was it with the moms?
I never took lessons. I don't know. You know what? It's not something my parents had time for. And the areas that I grew up in New Orleans, we didn't have the community pools.
No.
And it would have been a chore to try to get there. So I just never learned. So I truly have this fear of water over my head.
Oh, no.
I'll get in, but I'm not going in. If it's over my head, I'm not going near it. But Mindy is going to teach me.
Yes, I am.
But, Connie, you were a Navy SEAL for years. How did you do that?
My charm, I guess.
I guess so.
So, Mindy, we were talking earlier. One of my sons, actually both of them, I started it when they were about a year old, maybe even a little before.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting them used to the water.
Right.
Is this why our moms and Connie are afraid of the water? Because they didn't get in it soon enough?
Well, it's like Andre Dawson. We taught him at age 50.
He didn't know how to swim.
It's not that he didn't know how to swim. He knew how to swim, but he had a trauma. So from that period on, he was afraid to swim. So we got him in the water. Marlene and I, who's the other owner, we got him in the water. And, you know, Andre's not a tiny little tiny.
Yeah.
And
did you put the little
floaties on him? Yeah. He has a problem floating, actually. He has zero body fat. But We actually got him to swim, and he loves the water now. So Connie's going to do the same thing. I'm going to get Connie swimming across the pool with Blair.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I'm working my way. I just ordered
Good.
An outfit. I'm not putting on a
swimsuit. She's
going to
be a rock star.
So but I truly am looking forward to it. And what I realized a few years ago when I was asked to take my grandson, at the time who was 5, to a swim lesson, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Here Gigi's taking him to swim. She doesn't know how to swim, you know. And so I was determined to learn.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I don't mind the water, and I can float. I don't have the body fat. I mean, the zero body fat. That's not my I wish it was my issue. So I can't float. So I look forward to learning, though.
She's going to be fine.
Mindy, floaties aside, is the technique different in teaching an adult who does not know how to swim and a child who does not know how to swim? Do you use a similar approach or not?
It is different because an adult's fear is that they, you know, like Connie, I don't want to be in deep water where I can't stand, and I don't want to get my face wet and things like that. So we conquer those fears. Hair.
Yeah, I don't like getting my hair wet either.
Yeah, you can't worry about hair in aquatics. So those fears were different. Andre was afraid to, again, kind of like Connie, I don't want to put my feet down where I can't stand.
Right.
So we address those, and then once we address those, then we teach them the life saving. But with the kids, like Blair, Blair and Madison and Jaden, they all learned the turn, kick, reach, where if they fall into a body of water, they know how to turn around and get back to where they fell.
Good.
And we do it in 5 days.
That is what's so important. I like just goofing around in the water, and I'm a little afraid of it. I mean, drowning is not a good way to go.
No, it's not.
Swimming in the ocean, if you have your back to the waves, it can be scary.
Correct.
But you need to know how to tread water, how to do things where you can survive as long as possible.
Correct.
As long as you know that, you can just goof around in the water, can't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Like Blair. Blair's taken the turn, kick, reach. They all have. So Blair's already on to the next level.
What's the turn, kick, reach thing that you speak of?
Turn, kick, reach was developed by Marlene 40 years ago. Marlene has her master's in education. And when she went to teach her daughter, who kept walking into the pool, no one would teach kids under the age of 4. So she created this program, turn, kick, reach, that's our state nationally certified. And it's 5 days for a kid to learn all of this. I got involved 10 years later when my daughter was found at the bottom of the pool.
Oh, my God.
I was right there, but she was at the bottom of the pool. I knew CPR, I was able to bring her back. But this is why we're so passionate about this, because we've both been there.
And little toddlers.
And it's so preventable.
I mean, people who have pools, or if you're on vacation, they don't know better.
Well, Brittany's friend had an incident when they were on vacation.
While Blair was taking her lessons last year, she had a girlfriend whose best friend in Michigan, the little boy, just wandered away and wandered into the water, but he didn't make it.
Oh.
You know, and we realized then that this was a great thing. And I'm excited about it because I truly have seen firsthand that it works.
Sure.
And to take Blair and I said, and Jaden, who mm-hmm. had this fear and anxiety, and to see what Marlene, Mindy did with Jaden, it's just incredible. And that's why I called her the baby whisperer, the swim whisperer, because she really has this knack to calm kids down and parents down, because it's scary for us,
sure,
too, sitting on the side watching them scream and cry, and when they're constantly, Gigi, come get me, and you really kind of want to go and rescue them,
yes,
but you know this is best. And to see in 5 days, if you commit to those 5 days,
yeah,
it works. And yeah, they don't have to know swimming. They don't have to know anything.
Right.
I mean, to get, and really, so we know now, if they fell in the water, if Blair fell, she knows exactly what to do.
Oh,
she
good.
Can save herself, pull herself to the side, hold on until somebody come to save
good.
Her.
Very, yes, very good. What do you think of this technique? A friend of mine's parents taught them this. They would take them out in the middle of the lake on a boat, and they'd make them jump off into the deep end. It's the lake, so I don't know how deep it is.
The whole thing's the deep end.
But, right, everything in the lake. And then they'd say, and that teaches your kids to swim because they don't want to sink. I don't think that's the best
stupid.
Way to do it, is it?
You want to know my opinion?
Yeah,
that?
Please. You've
no.
heard of this before,
I
right?
I actually don't recommend that.
Yeah.
You know, we do it in a very loving way.
Yeah.
You know, all the pediatricians in Florida call us that it's a no-nonsense loving program.
Yeah.
We love them through it,
yeah,
but they do learn a set of commands, and that, you know, they know when their faces go in the water. Blair and Jaden and Madison, they can hear turn, kick, reach if you fall in the water. They just know what it means.
Yeah.
Right.
It's there. It's
yeah.
there.
In their head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now we're on, because we go all the way up to swim team training. Now we're on to the next level with Blair. So Blair is literally almost swimming the width of the pool at the Intercontinental.
Oh, great.
She will do the length by the time I'm finished with her in about a month.
Yeah.
What's the perfect age to start a child? People listening
crawling.
Right now.
As soon
seriously.
As the children are crawling, yeah. So we have an 8-month-old that took the lessons in Florida. There was a party in the house. Everybody's watching the kid. Nobody's watching the kid. So the child fell in the water, but nobody knew it. They found out because he crawled back in the house soaking wet.
How'd he get out?
Because we teach him to climb
out. Oh, this was a student. Okay.
A graduate. A month after he took the lessons, it happened.
Wow.
You know, Dave just had us on the news in Palm Beach because 2 months ago, an 18-month-old took our class. And 2 weeks ago, he fell in the pool and saved his own life. So the parents called in and said, thank
I have
you.
Goosebumps hearing this. This
it,
is great work you're doing.
It works.
Now, people listening right now, how do they get involved? Where does this happen?
Well, it's happening. There's two locations. There's one at the Westin in Lombard, and then this new one at the Intercontinental with the Peyton family. So they can call our 800 number if you'd like me to give you that
sure.
number. 888-794-6543, and they can go to our website, which is babyotter.com.
babyotter.com.
Uh-huh. There's people that can give them all the information, and I just want to mention that Connie is, you know, very special to us, and it's an honor for Andre and for Marlene and I to be affiliated with the Peyton
so nice.
Family at the Intercontinental, and we love them, and we love the fact that we can you know, continue to make a difference here in Chicago.
Beautiful.
Yes. And May is tomorrow
is National Drowning Prevention Month.
So this is a great time.
That is perfect timing. And you're an ambassador, Connie?
I'm an ambassador, yes. Because, like I said, I've seen firsthand that it works. And if we can prevent kids from drowning, I mean, that would be awesome.
So important.
And Andre Dawson as well. I would like to see you and Andre do some synchronized swimming in about a year.
Hey, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be great.
We'll make it happen.
I don't doubt that I will get there. I really don't doubt that.
We're going to have Andre and Connie swim across the pool.
What a great thing to see. All right, we'll continue this conversation with Connie and with Mindy next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder telling you about the Baby Otter Swim School. Andre Dawson is behind it. Connie Payton's behind it. She's here right now, along with Mindy York, the president, the swim whisperer, as we've been asked to refer to you as. You don't use floaties. You don't use those balance boards. You don't use the styrofoam noodles. None of that, right?
No, we don't.
No?
Actually, floaties are a false sense of security. We have more children that we get for near drownings with the floaties because
really?
They forget they have them on.
Yeah.
They'll take them off, let's say, and go in and have lunch. Take them off, go run back in the pool, and there you go. Children should not depend on a flotation device or anything to swim. Blair, Jaden, Madison, they could jump in anywhere. There's no devices they need to be able to swim.
And once you learn that, then you can play with a noodle or a kickboard.
You can play with a noodle, not the floaties,
yes,
but a noodle or an inner tube.
Yeah.
And, you know, play around with it, yes.
But, there, you know, it gets so slippery in the water, you need to know what to do if you should slip off of that. And, I have visions of everybody's mom in an inner tube flipped over. I don't know why. Maybe that's why our moms didn't swim.
Maybe, yeah.
We have a lot of, believe it or there's a lot of adults that don't swim, and it's okay because everybody learns different things at different times of their life. So,
have you ever come across anybody it's just impossible to teach them? Have some people just reached a point where they cannot be taught to swim?
You know, I'm going to have to say no on that.
Good.
Because we never
Good.
Give up.
Good.
I remember some of the swim lessons I took. I didn't really like swimming, but you needed to learn. You had to. They made us do like a flip and then kick off. You don't need to know all that stuff, do you?
Not now. They'll learn it, but not now. At the different stages, they'll learn it. So right now, you know, the turn, kick, reach is the first one we accomplished. Blair's, they've completed that. Now Blair's moving on to the next level. So she'll go across the entire pool.
Are you going to teach them butterfly? Because isn't that the hardest stroke ever in the whole world?
It looks beautiful. When she gets closer to the swim team training one, we will. And then we'll all go watch all of them in the Olympics.
All right.
Family at the Olympics. Why not?
Wendy's body produces its own chlorine. Have you ever heard of anything like that before?
No.
It's crazy, right?
I'm so not going to comment on
that. It's nuts.
And I know that I'm just trying to think back of either swim lessons I had or my kids. If you fall in the water with clothing on, the first thing you're supposed to do, take off your shoes. Is that true? Is it weighs
no,
you down?
Our kids, when they fall in the water, they turn around and get back clothes, shoes, whatever. No. You mean adults or children?
Well, I know that was one of the things, you know, that the clothing gets wet and it can weigh you down. I know you're dealing with little babies and stuff,
yeah.
But an adult, if
in Florida, if you fall into a lake, you know, if some people, you know, there's water everywhere, you're driving on the highway,
right.
So if you drive off and you're
That's my
in
biggest
a lake,
fear in the world.
Really?
Driving over a bridge and for some reason
getting caught in a car.
Yeah. So what do I do?
Happens a lot in Florida.
Scream.
Take my clothes off?
Yep.
Actually, you get out.
And then we'll all scream.
You get out and you come up and you scream. You need to know how to get out of the car.
You guys are really helpful.
Yeah. I'll tell you that. Did that help?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you come to Florida, I'll show you. We'll go off the side together and I'll show you how to get out.
So Mindy York is president of the Baby Otter Swim School.
She is.
And Mindy, this was started in Florida. Is that what happened? Why are you in Florida all the time? And you come here to help our kids.
Well, it started in Florida. Marlene developed the program, like I told you, 40 years ago. I got involved 30 years ago. We're both from Florida. So we came to Chicago because we got involved with Marriott and because of Andre.
Hmm.
Andre always wanted to bring it to Chicago.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So Andre's been our spokesperson. We're going on 15 years.
Great.
Wow. That's wonderful news.
A very easy phone number for anyone listening who wants to get their kids involved. What about adults?
Adults, too. Come on on. Come on down.
It's
absolutely.
1-888-SWIM-KID. 1-888-794-6543. I'm on the website right now, babyotterswimschool.com.
I hope that you'll allow me at least one or two Walter questions. Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, here's the thing I've wondered my whole life. In the Super Bowl game, and I know you've been asked this before, I'm just so curious. It was a great chance to give Walter the ball and let him score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. It didn't happen. He says it didn't bother him. Did it bother him that he didn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
It bothered him.
It did.
I didn't realize at first, though.
Yeah.
I didn't realize at first. It was a while before because he didn't let on to me. And I remember we left New Orleans going straight to the Pro Bowl that year. And I didn't understand it because I was just happy that finally they had won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Because all I can remember was all the bad years.
Right.
That he had his, you know, Walter this way, Walter that way, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just happy about that. But then, you know, when I had some time to think about it, then I realized, I mean, really, you play so long and so hard for that moment, you know, and it is ultimate, you know, and to get there and not, you know, not do that. But so I understood why he felt that way, but he was okay. He got over it real soon, but he was a little disappointed.
My other question, Connie, is we're coming up on 20 years since we've lost Walter. What do you miss most about him?
Oh, my goodness. I think everything.
Yeah.
You know, he was such a fun, loving person. And, you know, he truly was that prankster that everybody knew. And it was just, you know, his personality and having around. And you know, having the grandkids now. And I see so much of him and all of the kids. And Jaden, Madison, Blair, and now we have Zoe and the kids. And I just really, I look at them and I see so much of them. And Jaden's little boy, that's 7, you know, he told me the other day, and I hope I can share this. You know, he said he was in the bed and he was upset. He looked at me. He goes, "You make me sad when I look at you, Gigi." And I'm like, "Well, what do I do to make you sad?" He goes, "Because you were the wife of the best football player that ever played the game and the best human being in the world. And I'll never get a chance to meet him."
How long did you cry after that?
I'm telling you, I could cry just this is from a 6-year-old kid. Who he goes, "And I'll never get a chance." And I say, "You know what, Jaden? I see so much of your grandfather in you.
Yeah.
And just know he is around. And I'm sorry you will never person." I said, "But, you know, I see so much of him." And I said, "You know what? And the best thing you could do is strive to be that good human being just like your grandfather."
Yep.
But I'm telling you, I mean, that just did it for me, you know. So I just think about how he would be with the grandkids and missing out on that. But we all do, you know, and especially the kids, because they both were so young. Jarrett was 19 and Brittany was 14. And, you know, so and it's hard to believe that it's been 20 years already.
I know it is. Yeah. But it's true. He was the best that ever was. Well, there's no question about it.
Thank you.
Been a Bears fan my whole life, and my kids are teenagers now, 2 boys, and the first jersey we got them was number 34. That was the only one that was worthy for them to wear. And I have to say, Chet Kopic would have been 71 years old today, and I know the first person he ran to see was Walter.
I know. I was so heartbroken when I heard that he had passed. Yeah. I really was. I mean,
he loved Walter so much. Oh. Who didn't, though? I mean, really?
Yep.
Well, it's an awesome city. We live in a great city, and my kids and I, my family, we are so thankful for the support and the love. And like I said, even to this day, I don't know if Walter had a clue as to how much the city really loved and cared for him. I really don't know if he knew that. I really don't know. And it's sad that I think it took him getting sick. And then just to because when, you know, and I just remember back to that time and when he made his announcement and just the letters. I mean, we could probably fill up this room with the letters from people from all over the world that truly wanted to donate a liver and wanted to, and just, I think that was the first time he realized, wow, I didn't realize I made this impact on so many people.
He did. He definitely did.
She's the great Connie Payton. Mindy York will give you some credit, too, because you guys have hooked up for thebabyotter.com. Is that where I send people? Baby Otter Swim School?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Connie, it's great to see you. Tell Jared to come by and hug us. He's the best hugger in the world. How about it, Bill?
Yes. He would love to come by. Oh, his dad. That's exactly
really? You got it from Walter?
Oh, it's so tight.
He's come behind you. And yes.
I think he cracked one of Bill's ribs.
That's Walter.
6 weeks in the hospital. I don't care. Yeah,
that's the
fine.
Walter in him. I will definitely tell him.
And our best to Brittany as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. You can go to 1-888-794-6543. That number again, 1-888-SWIM-KID. Thank you so much, you guys. Happy swimming.
Thank you. We look forward to it.
All right, we will. Coming up in we're going to be on WGN Extra. I don't know. It's the stream. Let me just say that. This is clunky right now. You can hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold. It's all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. A hot SNL cast member may be leaving. We will discuss that on WGN Extra.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.